Hey, everybody, it's Maria Boyington reporting, talking to Belinda Bedroza. You're with the National Council of Negro Women. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Maria. Thanks for having me.
So what is your position with NCNW?
I am a member of the National Program Committee for NCNW.
National Council of Negro Women. Tell me about it.
The National Council of Negro Women is an organization of organizations, about 200 community-based sections, groups that are in the community, and about 30 national organizations. And what we do is that we advocate on behalf of better life improvement for women.
You have a number of programs. Voter education is the reason we're talking here today. When it comes to voter education, what does NCNW feel that its purpose is?
So our purpose in voter education, that's part of our civic engagement and advocacy program. Our purpose is to advocate for people to learn their rights as citizens, to look at the electoral process, to learn the process, to learn the different branches of government, and to really participate as an active member in government so that they know how important their vote is.
You have a webinar coming up. Why a webinar?
The webinar is August 8th. It's at 7 p.m., and it's a free webinar, so anybody can join regardless of your political affiliation. The reason that we're doing that webinar is to provide information and education for people so that they will understand all that's at stake in this upcoming midterm elections. But we'll take them through things like, you know, their vote, why their vote is important, the different branches of government, how to actually advocate on behalf of your community. So those are the different types of things. Voting 101, you know, what are the different branches of government? So those are the things that will be we'll talk about on that webinar.
So why do you do this kind of activity?
Very, very basic. We do this activity because we want our community to be educated. We want our community to know about legislation. We want our community to know about the issues. We want to make the information available to people. You know, there's a lot of stuff out there where you can learn about voter education, but we want to break it down to the simplest common denominator so that it's accessible and people understand it just like your heart beats every day. We want you to understand voter education the same way.
Now, when you do these webinars, who are you trying to attract?
Oh, we're trying to attract the community in general. Everybody is invited to the webinars. Again, the webinar, you can register for it on ncnw.org. The webinar is free, and we want anyone to come, anyone who wants to know more about voter education, to know about their rights, to know about the Voter Registration Act, and to have access to information that they may not be familiar with.
How does one get into the webinar? I know you said it's free.
The webinar is free, so you will go online, your computer, go online, type in ncnw.org, and that'll take you directly to the National Council of Negro Women's website. Right on the front page of that website, if you look kind of to the right-hand side, it'll say register for the Voter Education and Information Seminar. You register for that seminar, and you will receive a link at your email, and that link will actually provide you with access to the webinar.
How's this set up? I understand you have panelists. What are some of the areas that are going to be covered?
So this is very exciting about the webinar. I'm glad you asked that question. So we have a great panel who's speaking. Of course, Ingrid Saunders Jones, who's the national chair of NCNW, will be leading the panel. But we also have a member of Congress, Marsha Fudge. She is Democrat from Ohio. We'll also have on there Helen Butler. Many of you may know Helen Butler. She's with the Georgia Coalition for the People's Agenda. And we're also going to have Janice Mathis, who's the executive director for NCNW. There are a couple of other people who are joining the webinar as well as panelists. So it's a 6-member panel, and the panel will be held like a discussion, providing information on voter rights, what the state and county boards are that we actually vote for, you know, who they are, why it's important to vote for these people. We're going to talk about the Voter Rights Act and what happened in Shelby County. And we're going to talk about how you can become further involved with NCNW.
Will NCNW be doing more of these?
Absolutely. We will definitely do more of these webinars in the future. We currently do a monthly seminar on economic development and economic empowerment. We do one for people who are entrepreneurs, and we also have a monthly webinar for millennials who want to learn about financial management. So this is just one in a series of educational, informational webinars that we're presenting. The reason why we're doing the voting information webinar now is because we're at a critical point in sort of our American democracy where we're getting ready to vote in November. And the vote that's coming up in November is really going to probably change the landscape of American politics as it is now. We have over 50 people who are coming up for re-election. And right now, as we go out to vote, that will decide how our landscape, political landscape, will be shaped in these midterm elections.
We're talking about the National Council of Negro Women, and we have an African-American woman who is running for governor of Georgia, would make history on several levels. I ask you this question: can Stacey Abrams win?
We love Stacey Abrams, an African-American woman. She is making history in the state of Georgia, in a former state in the land of Reconstruction. So we are most proud of Stacey. She has received the highest endorsement for any political candidate, and she's received President Barack Obama's endorsement as the next governor for the state of Georgia. So we have very high hopes for Stacey. If you look at the electoral vote in the state of Georgia, if you just look at the numbers, sheer numbers in the African American population, if we go out to vote as women, as African American, and as people who embrace social change, I think she has an excellent chance of winning governor.
Okay, you have your webinar coming up on Wednesday, November 8th. Give everybody the time again, and first and foremost, how they can register for your free webinar.
Again, so the webinar is August the 8th, Wednesday night at 7 p.m. You can register for the webinar at ncnw.org. It'll take you directly to the front page of the National Council of Negro Women. You register with your name and your email address, and you will receive a link via email to participate in the webinar.
And again, who should participate?
Oh, everyone should participate in this webinar. Regardless of your political affiliation, you are welcome to join this webinar. Again, it is for education and information and to really help strengthen your knowledge about Voting Rights Act and voting as a citizen of the state of Georgia and the United States.
Talking about the National Council of Negro Women's Voter Education Webinar, Wednesday, August 8th. Belinda Pedroza, thank you.
Thank you so much for having us, and we really look forward to further discussions with you.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.